You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, is this the best stretch of Steven Strasburg's career? By ERA, it's probably not, but he's got 62 strikeouts and 5 walks in 45 innings since coming off the DL.
I would say, without question, it's definitely his best stretch. When I saw the game the other day, it reminded me of how he pitched his opening day, you know, not opening day, but his major league debut. I was looking at that at first, and he was unhittable. And I think he told everyone that day that he's really healthy. He's really healthy. So that's a good thing, and the Nationals need him to be healthy the rest of the way and be dominant. So they need the starting pitching like they do right now.
One thing that really stands out is I couldn't believe this number. He's got 100 swinging strikes in 8 starts. That's unreal. What is he throwing? Is it just a matter of command and location, or is his pitch mix different that he's getting all these swings and misses lately?
Well, number one, he's relying heavily on the fastball, number one. And later in the game, maybe like the fourth, fifth inning, then he decides to use the changeup in this last game against the Phillies. So once he establishes the fastball, then he tries to go with the changeup, sometimes the curveball, but lately he's been the changeup. So, there's definitely a mix of pitches that he's using, and it's mostly the changeup and sometimes the curveball. So that's about it.
Is there any kind of philosophical difference since coming back? Is there anything that he's sort of – I guess what I'm saying, is that just happened, or is some of this mix a conscious decision, like, hey, this wasn't working earlier, I'm going to do something different now?
I think he's going to do something different now because, if you remember, when he first came to the league, and for the most part, he's relied heavily on the curveball. But, obviously he's found something with the changeup, and I think it's safe to say that the changeup is his number two pitch right now. And I think he realizes that he's healthy, although his back is going to be looked at again after the season. He is going to rely heavily on the fastball. And then once that is established, then it's hello changeup. So that's pretty much it.
What's the thought process or decision process that brought him to that point? How is it that he kind of has made that transition?
My guess is that he talked to McCaddy. He relies heavily on McCaddy. And I think McCaddy told him to see what happens if he does things differently. So as we've seen, it's really worked. The last 2 starts he's had, that's when I really noticed that he's been dominant. I mean, if you look at the 8 starts that you mentioned, it's not like he was, he was not allowing a lot of runs, but domination has been the last 2 games especially.
So there's a really interesting question that comes up with Strasburg, and we don't want to talk end of season, off season too much now because the team is still in a pennant race, but there's a really interesting question here. I mean, I think we've touched on some, that there's going to be some significant turnover with this roster come the winter. There are a couple things that can't be avoided. They've got a bunch of guys who are going to be free agents. But one of the things that has been brought up is the possibility of dangling Strasburg, that he's a year away from free agency. His agent means that he's almost certainly not going to sign something before hitting free agency. And there are needs elsewhere on the roster. It looks like they're going to need a center fielder. They may need to upgrade catcher. They may need they certainly need bullpen help. With that said, they're almost certainly they may or may not lose Zimmerman and Fister, but those guys are both going to free agency. There's a decent chance they lose both of them. And it'll be awfully tough to lose those guys and deal Strasburg. As they enter this winter with so many big questions, what do you think happens with Strasburg? Do you think he's on the 2016 Nationals, or do you think he's a guy they might move?
I think he's on the 2016 roster, without a doubt, because, Rizzo loves the fastball. He loves stuff, as he would often say. But I think he's going to stick around. And you got to remember, too, Matthew, nothing came out of the talks between them and the Texas Rangers. So until I just don't see them losing Zimmerman and then Pfister. So I think they're going to keep Strasburg without a doubt. And you just never know with Boris, because Boris and the Lerners get along really well. So I'm not going to say he's going to be gone. I will never say that until it actually happens. So that's about it.
Right. I mean, that's sort of the issue there is that turnover. I mean, if you had that stability, if you had Zimmerman coming back, if you had other spots, then it might be something more in play. But whenever we talk about this, it just seems like, especially if this guy is going to be this good, it seems to me they just can't afford, no matter what the return is, even if you could get an all-star center fielder, and I don't know who that would be or how they would do it. I don't know if you call Boston. I don't know how you'd do that. Even if they could, it just doesn't. And even regardless of that personal feeling, it just seems like this team needs a few certainties, and Strasburg may not be a certainty because of his health, but it needs to have some of those guys for next year that they can just say, look, we know this is taken care of. We know 1, 2, 3 starting pitchers are taken care of, and we're going to work on the rest of it. So, I mean, I guess what I'm asking is how much does just that uncertainty weigh into how they view Strasburg?
I think that's a big deal because, you know, you don't know what Joe Ross is going to do. You don't know what Giolito could do. I mean, we're going to see those guys compete for a rotation spot next year. But, you know, I think it's a huge risk getting trying to trade Strasburg. And, you know, also I think the guy has figured things out. You know, I mean, he really thinks out there. I really believe that before I even say anything, he's got to be checked out. He even told me this, and I wrote about it, that he needs to be checked out after the season to see why he's having these back issues. And, you know, he can pitch now, but he's going to be checked out.
You touched on something, and it's something I've wondered about, and I know this wasn't exactly where you were going, but you said he thinks out there. I think it's entirely true. I think he's clearly a bright guy and a smart pitcher. But there have been questions at times as to why all these components haven't consistently added up to be the kind of dominant pitcher that he's shown ability to be at times. And it's kind of a cliche, the joke from Bull Durham, don't think it can only hurt the ball club. But do you think there's some element in Strasburg at times that he has overthought things, that he has kind of gotten into his own head a little bit, and that might be part of why at times the performance has lagged behind the tools?
No, I do not. What I do think is, if this is the case, I think he should have been honest with the team as the moment the injuries happened during spring training. You know, in retrospect, you know, I think Strasburg should have started the season on a DL. Because you remember during most of spring training, he had an ankle injury, and that affected his mechanics. And, you know, and there was a lot of things that happened after that, and a lot of it had to do with mechanics. So I think he should have been honest and say, hey, look, we got a problem. And which didn't happen. He started the season on time. And I think he should have said something. I totally understand why Strasburg didn't say anything. He wants to prove that he's the guy, that the team needs him. And I totally get it. I've done the same thing with my illness. So I totally get it. And, I think he needs to be more forthright when it comes to his injuries.
Okay, one last topic that is not about Steven Strasburg. The Nats have gained a little ground in the last couple days. Mm-hmm. I don't think in the Mets clubhouse, but I know in Queens there is a certain element of fear of the worst at all times until a division is clinched. In the Nationals clubhouse, what are they? I saw, you know, Jason Worth said nothing's over. Broadly, among that whole 30 or 32 or however many guys it is right now, mm-hmm. Do you get the impression that these guys are still really believe that there's a division title to be won?
Yes. As long as Jason Worth is there, I've told you this many times, he is the unofficial captain of this team. And whatever he says, Jason Worth, whatever he says, they believe it like he's God. I'm not making this up, man. And, you know, Jason Worth has me convinced. I mean, the other day, you know, he was, pessimistic about what was going on. He said too little, too late, and all that. But, you know, the other day, yesterday, it was a totally different story. And he kept mentioning 2007. You know, when he was with the Phillies, they had there was seven games down with 17 to play. So he still believes that a miracle can happen. And until he says it's over, I'm going to believe it myself. So that's how much I believe in Jason Worth. I don't look at his stats. I look at how he turned this clubhouse around. I look at, what he's done in terms of the little things, going the opposite way, trying to steal a base. Whatever Jason Worth says, I believe it.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.